Dr. Myron Glick says his desire to go into medicine came from growing up a missionary kid in Belize, Central America.
I thought that I would go back to a country like Belize someday after I got my training. But when I ended up in medical school in Buffalo, I realized that the poor weren't treated that well here.
So 20 years ago, Dr. Glick opened the Jericho Road Family Practice, aimed at improving the lives of the poor and refugee communities in Buffalo by giving them access to quality health care.
Delivered a baby a while back, and the grandma was in the back of the room. And when the delivery was finished, she looked at me and she said, "Dr. Glick, you delivered 11 of my 12 grandkids." There's no price for what that relationship is and how I can affect the family by them trusting me.
Dr. Glick says Jericho Road patients come from more than 70 nations. He uses interpreters to converse with them when necessary.
Our most common languages, aside from English, are Burmese, Karen, which is another Burmese language, Swahili, Arabic, Somali, and Nepali. Spanish isn't even on the top six.
In addition to battling the healthcare system, Dr. Glick notes refugees often struggle with situations normally outside the scope of a doctor's practice.
Many times it's not a medical problem. It's heat bill that they don't know what to do about, or a letter from school that they don't know how to read. And that if we really wanted to see transformation of individuals, of families, of communities, we had to become more than a medical provider.
So he says they started a second organization called Jericho Road Ministries to help people with other problems.
We feel that if, and we see it happen all the time, as we help with those situations, we see transformation happen. Families get a little healthier, and ultimately the community, I think, benefits. There's a huge need for the medical community as a whole to step up around the issues of people who have little access to the system, around providing excellent care for the poor, around taking care of the refugee.
And Dr. Glick says that's not something Jericho Road can do alone.
This involves all of us working together to make a difference.
For WBFO, I'm Cheryl Hagan.